And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody. Our fourth and final episode of the week with
it's
Emily
Cole. It's been an awesome week with Emily Cole.
I'm the CEO of Cover FX. If you have not listened to the other episodes, please go back and listen.
You guys are making me blush.
We also have
you
with
have
us.
Great blush on, too.
Thank you.
We also have with us again Emily Tish Sussman, the very lovely and incredibly dynamic podcast host of Your Primary podcast, so go and listen to that as well.
Your Primary playlist.
I'm
only saying because you say it every time.
I have
Michelle.
Said it every time.
I've been saying playlist.
No, she's saying playlist.
Stacey's been saying playlist. I keep
so
wanting to say podcast.
Yeah, it's so
because it's a podcast about the primary, so it makes sense in my head. But I will
but
make sure
your primary
playlist.
And
yes,
you can go back to season 2, episode 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
She opened up our season 2. So welcome
right.
back, Emily.
Wow.
Yes.
Thanks,
I know.
Guys.
That's a lot. That's a lot to
it
take
is
in.
Indeed.
But the most important part of this episode is actually hearing about the special moments that you've had during your motherhood journey. And also, we want to hear about some of the aspirations that you have, not just for yourself, but also for your kids.
Well, this is a lot
this
to think
lot.
On. This is heavy. This I is like this. This is very heavy. You know what? I would say some of the special moments I've had with my kids. I'm going to go back to my integration idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just 2 years ago. I make it sound like it was eons ago, but they haven't been alive that long. I was invited to speak at a conference, and I wrote, and it was during the kids' spring break. And I was like, I have this choice where I could go down to Miami, speak at the conference, then fly back, then go back to like something else. And I was like, this is insane. I'm going to take the kids and my husband, and we're going to do this while I speak. Mom's going to be speaking. You go like lap around in the
pool.
Enjoy
yourself.
That's right. And then I did need to go to this like outdoor cocktail dinner thing. And I was like, and kids, you're coming too.
Wow.
So I was the first person at this event ever to bring children as well. I cleared it with the hosts who were like, you mean you want your 10 and 7-year-old to possibly come to the
you're
cocktail
like,
event
yes.
too? And I was like, yeah, that's what would work for me just for the beginning. And every single person there came up to me afterwards and was like, thank you so much for doing this. And I was like, no, this worked for me because we're now going to the Bahamas after this. So this was like just linear. And they're like, no, but now you've made it a thing. It was 400 people at this. And they're like, I thought there would be judgment. I'm like, I don't know. All of you may be judging me, but I'm over it because this was important to me. And this is, again, talking about like integrating and doing the best that I can. So it's moments like that where like my kids see me, if I will, like in the wild, but also other people do as well, see me play with my kids and be a different person. And I think it's important to have an impact where hopefully, even if I don't want to say a role model, but an inspiration for one other mom or dad to do that, it's okay. And you're not going to be judged differently. Trying to think of other, what do you think?
What was your, were the kids just enjoying?
Oh,
sorry, I keep doing that because I had the headphones on last time. Do the kids love being in that moment? Like, are they?
Oh, they still talk about it. They're like, so is this what you do on all your trips?
So fun.
Because by the way, there was like dry ice drinks, and they're like, is this seriously what you're doing on business trips? Having like dry ice drinks and then eating s'mores by pools. And I was like, honey, this is not how it always works. But I think it was good for them. And they actually, I've heard my son in particular reference it as like this cool thing. He's like, yeah, my mom took me to a conference in Miami. He
Love
said
it
to a friend. I'm pretty sure they think a sports conference, but does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah.
So I think those kinds of moments, I also think, you know what, every time when I've had teams, I've had them come over to my house, going back to special moments, where it's a different dimension that they get to see me around, you know, like, there is no spreadsheet, you're not perfectly buttoned up, you're a hot mess because you've just had a kid. I think it's important to dimensionalize yourself to them too.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are some special moments.
Yeah, definitely.
And now let's move on to aspirations. I feel like I don't know if it's this big mic. I just want to talk like this.
This is a big topic, by the way.
I know. I mean, I think, well, let's talk about you first. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? Do you plan that far ahead?
You know what? I did. I used to be this way. Before I had Humphrey, my son who's 10, I used to be the person where it was like the perfect map with like 18-month goals, all these like checkpoints to make sure you're... And I hit all my goals on when to get certain titles and certain things. Then I had my first child, Humphrey, and I was like, wow, life is not exactly this way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was the best thing in the universe that happened to me for so many reasons, but I have stopped thinking about titles and all those other things since then. And I actually am so much happier, and I think it brings so many more rich opportunities your way because you're more open. So going back to whether it's the KEDS opportunity or even CoverFX. So no, I don't have a 5 or a 10 year vision. I can tell you when I think it's going to be the next few years without question. I love what I'm doing. I love the brand CoverFX. I believe in the product. I'm so proud of giving people, you know, vegan, cruelty free option for every type of skin and every color, complexion, you know, all of that. I think it's super exciting. So I'm very happy. Cool. No plans beyond that.
Where do you see your kids going? Do you have like inklings of what they might want to do with their lives or what they might want to accomplish?
Oh my Lord, this is a good one. So if you saw my son, he's like a little, he's a thin, tall guy who wants to be in the NFL. So this is going to be an interesting one. We've talked about this. We're going to have to do a
lot. It's doable.
Anything is doable if you put your mind to it. Yep. So we're going to have to do a lot of weightlifting, and we're now working on nutrition. So I'm trying to help him get there.
Flag football.
Oh, we're in that. Right now. We're into that. Thank you. But I think I go back to each kid. I'm all about shoot for the stars, go for anything, but understand you're going to have to work to get there. It's not, nothing's going to be handed to you. So let's come up with a plan. Similar to my daughter who right now wants to be a fashion designer. That is why we're sewing American Girl doll clothing. And late last night we were making a sweater and she's like, this is so time consuming and hard. I was like, welcome to what jobs are, honey. But I think it's all about helping them understand there's choices, but you have to work for everything. I fundamentally believe that, but you should always be curious, and I want to nurture them, and I don't care whatever they do. I just want them to apply themselves and also be good people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Can I just go back to the aspiration for you? I think it's interesting that you had mapped everything out.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a CEO? Even if it's not a job description, did you know you wanted to be
like run a
the
company,
boss? Right. Yeah, like run a company?
No, I didn't.
Did you want to have your own company?
I thought about that. I actually tried to get a patent at 11 on a product.
I knew it.
Your son is 1 year away from that. So.
Yes, exactly.
I remind him of that. Yeah.
What was the idea?
You're going to laugh at it. So my parents got divorced when I was really young. I was 5. And they did something that was really interesting. They did joint custody. So I switched every night between my mom and my dad's house.
Wow.
And I did that.
Were they close by?
But imagine still like you need to game on. You have one set of sports equipment. You learn how I am a packing machine. I am solid. Ziplocs have nothing on me. But there were points where I was like, why do I only like one toothpaste at one house and I like the floss at the other house, but you can't have two of everything. So I wanted a patent on the perfect little device that combined toothpaste, floss, and my favorite mouthwash, all from each house, all in one little cylinder. And my dad helped me make it. And then we tried to get a prototype, but it was very tricky with Crest. There were some things out there in the universe. But
Crest
that was my
stopped your patent from happening.
It did actually.
That's terrible.
And by the way, I was crushed. I was like, these big companies want to take what from me? To be fair, I'm pretty sure they had smart R&D people who had done that 25 years ago. It's just we discovered it.
Right.
But I thought my idea was like brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I think it's brilliant.
Brilliant. Thanks. It was out of sheer desperation.
So, as most good ideas come from.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So that's sort of how I ended up there. I've always been wired to try and solve things, and I like, innovating.
Well, thank you so much for being with us all week. This has been incredible. As a entrepreneur and a business owner, listening to you and hearing all your hacks, and I'm going to have to take pictures and how you do it is really inspiring. So thank you so much for being here.
I do feel like there were a ton of takeaways these four episodes. So you guys definitely have to go back and listen if you haven't already, because there are a lot of things I learned in this past like short hour that I think, you know, will carry on for the rest of my motherhood journey.
I'll check back in.
I'll please.
I feel like I have to listen again, but make lists.
I had that memo pad. I just learned how to do it on Apple, where you have the circles and then you check them off in memo pad.
Yeah. Oh, I strive for that. I won't lie. Occasionally I write ones that I know I've already done.
Me too.
Just so you can check it off.
That's right.
Whatever makes your day a little brighter. Anyway, thank you guys all for being here.
Thank you,
Emily. Thank you, Emily Tisch Sussman, for being our guest host. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment or something. You know, we want to hear from